Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about spending on one's family. Now, spending on one's family is, you know, one of the virtues. It's good to be generous with one's family members. And let's look at what the Prophet says about this noble virtue. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "He who goes to the market and buys a gift to take back to his family is as one who is taking charity to a group of needy people." Right? Meaning the same reward that we would get had we bought something for a needy person and giving it to them, or the reward that we would have obtained had we donated some money to a good cause or a needy person, that same reward we could obtain it if we were to go and buy a gift for our family and bring it to them, you know, to make them happy. Or if our family needed something and we went out and bought it for them, you know, we would get that same reward that we would have obtained had we given that money away in charity. In continuation, the Prophet also said, he should begin giving gifts to the female members of his family before the males. The Prophet also, in the end of this hadith, he supplemented an additional advice to his followers. He said, when you're giving gifts to your family members, you should begin by giving them to the female members of your family, right? Before you do to the male members. You know, we know this is very famous that the Prophet was very kind and very loving to women, and you know, obviously, there's many hadiths regarding this as well. Especially, we know this because he was very loving and caring to his daughter, the Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha, such that whenever she would enter the room, the Prophet would stand up out of respect for her. And of course, you know, there's many other hadiths which express the love of the Prophet for his daughter, the Lady Fatima. It's also been narrated that the fourth Imam of the household of the Prophet, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, said the following regarding this issue. He said, "Verily, the one whom Allah is most pleased with from among you is the one who is the most generous towards his dependents." Of course, we would like to add here, just by way of passing, that like any good deed, it's necessary to be moderate in this as well, right? So we shouldn't be so generous with our family members that, you know, they become lazy, or they refrain from working or seeking out livelihood, and they become so dependent on us, you know, that, you know, if it wasn't for us, then, you know, they couldn't function properly. They couldn't live. This is also incorrect. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at spending on one's family and being generous with them in the light of the hadith of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.